Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. This week we are presenting The Milkmaid's Song, a traditional fable adapted by Daniel Hines. Today we'd like to say a special thank you to Lucas and Celine and their family, Hayden and Jonah and their family, and Austin, Graham, and Carson and their family. Thank you for helping to support our show, Celine, Lucas, Jonah, Hayden, Graham, Carson, and Austin. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would also like to support the show and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories to make a pledge, then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Milkmaid's Song. There once was a young girl who lived with her parents far out in the country. Her parents both worked hard to put food on the table, but they never made enough money for anything extra. This wouldn't have been much of a problem, but the girl always dreamed of finer things. Of crystal earrings and golden bracelets, of coins, lockets, and fancy shoes, and most of all, of beautiful, billowing dresses. Of course, her parents could never afford to get her any of these things, but they really did try their best. Unfortunately, as the girl grew older, her attitude just got worse and worse. And one day it came to a head, as everyone in town was getting ready for the great May Day Fair.
"Daddy, I need a new dress for the fair! Everyone will be there and I need to look amazing!"
"Ugh,"
her father said.
"But Daddy, all I have to wear is this ratty old thing," she said, gesturing to the faded yellow dress she was currently wearing. "I want to have a new dress so everyone will see and be jealous."
"Ugh,"
said her father again.
"You could get a job," Mother chimed in. "Mr. Farlow next door has been looking for someone to help with the animals."
"Me? A job? I don't think so. Can't you just get me a new dress?"
"Sorry, honey, but we just don't have the money right now. You can get a job or you can live with the dress you have."
"Ugh, it's not fair," she said, running to her room and slamming the door behind her.
Her mother and father just looked at each other.
"Maybe we should go talk to her?"
"Ugh."
The girl didn't sleep much that night. Instead, she plotted and schemed and finally came up with a tricky way to get a new dress while working as little as possible. So early in the morning, just as the sun peeked over the horizon, she snuck next door to Mr. Farlow's with a big wooden bucket balanced on her head. The cows mooed at the sight of her, but she shushed them quiet. Grabbing the farmer's stool, she sat, put her bucket under the nearest cow, and got to work milking it. She had never worked much before, and she found that she didn't much care for it. Her hands got tired from pulling the udders, and her back got tired from bending to reach, and her butt got tired from sitting on the hard stool, and it was just the most unpleasant thing she had ever done. Still, dreams of a new dress in her head, she milked cow after cow until the bucket was full. On her soft and slippered feet, she snuck back out of the farm. Full milk bucket balanced on her head. With just a little bit of work, she would turn this milk into a dress. It was a complicated plan, so she made it into a song to keep track of all the steps.
"I needed the cow. Because I want a dress, a lovely dress, a brand new dress for me. One that's soft against my skin, one that billows when I spin, one that catches every eye and makes them jealous, makes them cry. Oh, well, can't you see? I needed the milk from the cow and the cows from Mr. Farlow's farm. I want a dress, a lovely dress, a brand new dress for me. One that's soft against my skin, one that billows when I spin, one that catches every eye and makes them jealous, makes them cry. Oh, well, can't you see? I need the cream from the milk and the milk from the cow and the cows from Mr. Farlow's farm. I want a dress, a lovely dress, a brand new dress for me. One that's soft against my skin, one that billows when I spin, makes them jealous, makes them cry. Oh, well, can't you see? I need the butter from the cream and the cream from the milk and the milk from the cow and the cow's from Mr. Farlow's farm. I want a dress, a lovely dress, a brand new dress for me. One that's soft against my skin, one that billows when I spin, one that catches every eye and makes them jealous, makes them cry. Oh, well, can't you see? I need the coins from the butter and the butter from the cream and the cream from the milk and the milk from the cow and the cows from Mr. Farlow's farm. I want a dress, a lovely dress, a brand new dress for me. One that's soft against my skin, one that billows when I spin, one that catches every eye and makes them jealous, makes them cry. Oh, well, can't you see? I need the eggs from the coins and the coins from the butter and the butter from the cream and the cream from the milk and the milk from the cow and the cows from Mr. Farlow's farm. I want a dress, a lovely dress, a brand new dress for me. One that's soft against my skin, one that billows when I spin, one that catches every eye and makes them jealous, makes them cry. Oh, well, can't you see? I need the chicks from the eggs and the eggs from the coins and the coins from the butter and the butter from the cream and the cream from the milk and the milk from the cow and the cows from Mr. Farlow's farm. I want a dress, a lovely dress, a brand new dress for me. One that's soft against my skin, one that billows when I spin, one that catches every eye and makes them jealous, makes them cry. Oh, well, can't you see? I need the chickens from the chicks and the chicks from the eggs and the eggs from the coins and the coins from the butter and the butter from the cream and the cream from the milk and the milk from the cow and the cows from Mr. Farlow's farm. I want a dress, a lovely dress, a brand new dress for me. One that's soft against my skin, one that billows when I spin, one that catches every eye and makes them jealous, makes them cry. Oh, well, can't you see? I need the silver from the chickens and the chickens from the chicks and the chicks from the eggs and the eggs from the coins and the coins from the butter and the butter from the cream and the cream from the milk and the milk from the cow and the cows from Mr. Farlow's farm. I want a dress, a lovely dress, a brand new dress for me. One that's soft against my skin, one that billows when I spin, one that catches every eye and makes them jealous, makes them cry. Oh, well, can't you see? I'll get the dress from the silver and the silver from the chickens and the chickens from the chicks and the chicks from the eggs and the eggs from the coins and the coins from the cream and the cream from the milk and the milk from the cow and the cows from Mr. Farlow's farm. I want a dress, a lovely dress, a brand new dress for me. One that's soft against my skin, one that billows when I spin, one that catches every eye and makes them jealous, makes them cry, makes them jealous, makes them cry.
As she finished her song, the girl turned and bowed to her imaginary audience of admirers, completely forgetting the bucket of milk on her head. It fell, spinning and splashing and slamming into the ground. Half the milk spilled out and seeped into the grass. The other half covered the girl from waist to ankles, completely ruining her old yellow dress. She ran home, snuffling and crying, and it was hours before her parents could get her to admit what she'd done. When they finally found out, they were more than a little angry.
"I can't believe you would steal milk right from Mr. Farlow's cow," Mom hollered.
"Ugh,"
Dad agreed.
"We raised you better than that," Mom bellowed.
"Ugh,"
Dad concurred.
"You march right over there and tell Mr. Farlow what you did," Mom demanded.
"Ugh,"
Dad approved. So the girl walked back to Mr. Farlow's, still smelling of stolen, spilled milk, and told him what she'd done. Mr. Farlow was angry, but he'd been young once too, so he took pity on the girl.
"All right," he said. "I won't holler at you. I'm sure your mom and dad will do that plenty. But you're going to work to pay for what you stole. Since you like milking so much, you come back here first thing tomorrow morning and milk all of the cows again. But this time, milk goes in the barn by the butter churn. You do that every day for a week, and we'll be even. Deal?"
"Deal," the girl agreed. And each morning from then on, she would go and milk the cows. As the week went on, her hands and back and bottom didn't get sore anymore, and she learned to like having a job. So at the end of the week, after she had paid Mr. Farlow back for the milk she had spilled, she asked to keep on working. Mr. Farlow agreed, and slowly but surely she saved up the money to get that new dress. And that's how the girl learned a very valuable lesson, that something special is even better when you earn it. And at the fair, when she danced, the dress billowed out around her, and that night the girl learned a second lesson. You can smile so big it hurts. The end. Today's story, The Milkmaid's Song, was a traditional fable adapted by Daniel Hines, performed by me, Amanda Weldon, with songs written by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, please head to our iTunes page and leave us a review. If you would like to receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories to make a pledge, then send an email to amanda@storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.